Reynolds Field in Sheridan, Iowa. Sheridan's got the ball. They're down 7-0 to the Carlisle Wildcats with 3:10 left to go in the first quarter. They've got the ball. Sheridan's got their ball on their own 35-yard line. It's going to make it a 2nd-and-3.
Nice run there by Quentin Storm. Got him about 7 yards.
Beautiful run. Carlisle drove the ball all the way from their own 24-yard line on their last possession in for a score for the Chargers. Derek Lang's in motion here. Fake handoff. Handoff up the middle to, is that Alec or is that, yep, Balder up. That's Alec on the run. Nice run for Alec. It's going to be close to a first down. Let's see. Looks like they're going to give him the first down on that play. So first down for the Chargers tonight with 2:44 left to go in the first quarter. Sheridan's going from the north to the south end zone. They're about 61 yards away from a touchdown, too.
Yeah, and, you know, that was a good hard run right there to get about 3.5 yards for the first down. We just need to keep pushing the sticks on, you know.
Absolutely. Derek's in motion again. Shotgun snap to Quinn Storm. Quinn's looking down the sidelines. He's looking for TJ, and the ball is just a little overthrown. Good coverage by Carlisle. They had a guy running right with TJ down the sideline. Looks like Jacob Cohen has decided to get into the spirit of tonight's cancer awareness. He's got his pink hair, pink mohawk, it looks like, down there on the sidelines.
You know, I thought about doing that, but...
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, no, I kicked it around. Bobby Joe said that she would not be too happy if I...
Not going to
show that. I think it was the pink hair and mohawk that threw her off a little bit, so...
Oh, okay, well, I thought she'd like that, but... Okay, we're handing off to the right side. Alex got the ball. He makes
nice
a run. Very nice run. He found the hole off the right side. Took it down the Sheridan side of the field, and he's going to pick up probably 5 yards on that play, maybe 6. So that was a nice run by Alex. That's going to make it a 3rd-and-4 from the Sheridan 45-yard line. 2:02 left to go in the first quarter with Carlisle up 7-0 over the Chargers. Chargers are driving the ball. This is the best drive of the game so far. Chargers are wearing their red uniforms with the white helmets, and Carlisle is wearing their white uniforms with the red helmets. Sheridan's got the ball. It's a shotgun snap to Quinn Storm. He's looking out to the left side. He's looking deep. Oh, he's trying to get it to TJ again over the right side, but TJ, ball is a little overthrown. TJ had stopped, and the ball went over his head a little bit, and the Carlisle guy was there to just make sure he didn't get to it.
Yeah, it looked like there might have been just a little bit of confusion there on...
Oh, and that was Charlie Palmer. That was not TJ. That was Charlie Palmer. I apologize.
Yeah. I think Quentin threw it to where he thought Charlie was going to be, and Charlie slowed down a little bit there, but
yeah,
looks like we're going to come out and punt the ball here.
Well, Charlie's going to be punting it. Carlisle's return man was standing at the 20-yard line. We're punting from our own 45. Charlie's last punt was a boomer. It was a heck of a nice punt, but it had a good return on it. Charlie's punt this time goes out of bounds, and it's not nearly as good. It's kind of off the side of his foot. The referee is still walking. He's going to say it was out of bounds at Carlisle's 42-yard line. So that's going to make about a 15-yard punt. 1:31 left to go. Carlisle is going to take over on their own 42-yard line.
CNC would like to let you know to make your farm chores easier with the new 4x4 ATV from CNC Cycle. They are the biggest ATV dealer in the Midwest. CNC Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheridan.
All right, Carlisle's bringing their play in from the sidelines. They've been running a lot of running plays just right up the middle, quarterback keepers up the middle, and that's where they've been making their hay. They've tried to throw a few passes out to the flat, but Aaron Keynes had some nice coverage on their receivers. They have another running play right up the middle here. It went right out tackle and
trying to get free. Nice job saving a tackle or saving a touchdown right there. He got broke one.
Yeah, he went right through the middle of Sheridan's defense and gained about 17 yards on that play. That's going to take the ball down to Sheridan's 37-yard line. 1:24 to go in the first quarter. Carlisle up 7-0 here at Reynolds Field and Sheridan. Carlisle brings it right back up to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback under center, two running backs split behind him. Wide receiver in motion. Looks like they're going to snap the ball, run it right up the middle. It was a take up the middle, and that was a beautiful play. A beautiful throw by Quinn Storm again.
Quinn did a good job sealing the end off there and making sure that he had to cut inside. And
a little read option on that, and the quarterback pitched the ball, and Quinn took the pitch, man, and brought him down with about a half-a-yard gain. So we're under a minute here to go. It's 2nd-and-9 in the first quarter. 2nd-and-9 at the Sheridan 36 here in the first quarter. Carlisle up 7-0. Carlisle brings the ball back up to the line of scrimmage.
Looks like they're going to give about one more play off here before we switch to the second quarter.
We've got one man split here to the Sheridan side of the field. We've got a running back in motion. They hand the ball off right up the middle. He takes it off tackle, and he's going to gain about 6 yards on that play. He's going to take it down to the Sheridan 30-yard line. That's going to make it about a third and three, but that's going to be the last play of the first quarter. Let's hear from a couple of our sponsors here, Tim.
Well, your Sheridan Hardee's has a meal for the hungry. Get a cheeseburger or chicken sandwich with fries, a drink, and a turnover for just $5.
Grace Baptist Church, proud supporter of the Sheridan Chargers football on Thunder Country, KIIC. What did you think of the first quarter, Tim?
Well, you know, to be down 7-0 against a great team in Carlisle, I think you have to feel somewhat good about that. I obviously, we have had a hard time moving the ball against them, but we've done just enough on defense to kind of keep the game close. And
we moved the ball a little bit. We probably got 40 or 50 yards of offense. They've got considerably more offense, but we haven't been giving up the points, which is the important thing.
Yeah, that really is big. I think for Sheridan, that's got to be the goal here in this first half is keep the game close. And, you know, we really haven't gotten to some of our biggest weapons at this point in the game, and hopefully we can get the ball into some of these playmakers' hands.
Yeah, I don't think TJ's caught a pass. I don't think Derek's caught a pass. I don't think either one of them touched the ball yet.
Not yet.
So let's hear from another sponsor, Kent Farm Management. Kent Farm Management leads the way to great real estate investments. Kent Farm Management is proud to invest in the community and proud to be a supporter of the Cherokee Sheridan Chargers on KIIC.
And Windstream would like to let you know that KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business. A new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal they got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134.
I am hearing some noise out of the Chargers side of the field here, and they took the Carlisle taking the ball to Sheridan 30, and it's 3rd and 3, and Chargers stopped him for no gain. That makes it 4th and 3 from the Chargers 30-yard line. Just the beginning of the second quarter here. That was a big stop for the Chargers, Tim.
It really was. That was a huge stop and just a great team effort there.
Another big play. We talked about this before. The fans couldn't hear us, but we talked about this before. Sheridan really needs to have this 4th down stop. They stopped him on a 4th down play earlier in the game.
Key defensive stand here. Let's see what we can do.
This is big for the Chargers. The ball went right up the middle, and he's going to have about 15 on the play. So that's going to be a 1st down. That was another just quick handoff right up the middle. That's going to take it to 11 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the first quarter. That's going to take it down to the Charger. Looks like maybe 15-yard line. So that was a gain of about 15 on the play. The Carlisle Warriors are going from the north end zone to the south end zone. They're bringing the ball back up to the line of scrimmage. And they've got their quarterback under center, two running backs split, one man split to the Sheridan side of the field. Another quick hitter just up the middle for a small gain. Looks like he's going to have about 4 yards on that play.
You know, they run those two backs. They actually line up fairly close to one another, but both good backs. Looks like there are a couple of seniors in Tyler Erb and McMullen. So it makes it a little tough for the defense to read. So I think at this point,
I think that's a design confusion there. You don't
absolutely
know which guy is going to get it.
A lot of misdirection.
They send one of those guys in motion, and then they either throw it out that way or a quick hitter up the middle. So here we are, 2nd and 6 from the Sheridan 10-yard line. Hand off the left side, off left tackle, and he's going to go into the end zone, it looks like to me, Tim.
Yeah, we had a nice contact there in the backfield that would have been for maybe a yard or two lost, but I have to say the running back did a good job.
Those running backs must be pretty strong. They've broken quite a few tackles tonight already. So with 10 minutes and 24 seconds left to go in the second quarter, that puts Carlisle up 13-0. Their kicker comes on to try the extra point. Is he number 45, Tim? I can't read that number from here. He put the last one right through the middle of the uprights.
Need your glasses on, Jim.
I do need my glasses. Can't be number 45. There is no number 45.
And you notice I'm not answering you because I can't see it either. Anyways, the kick was good. We do know that. The kick was good, so it's 14-0, Carlisle over the Sheridan Chargers here at Reynolds Field.
10 minutes and 24 seconds to go in the second quarter. The Chargers need a drive.
Yeah, they really do. With the second quarter just starting out like that, we'd sure like to get 7 points on the board.
Over the past couple of games, they need something to bring their spirits back up. It's been not a good last two games. Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery Store and Homemade Candy. The candy is fresh made in the store, and they will ship anywhere. Piper's, your fresh deli sandwiches made to order. Fresh donuts daily and an Old Fashioned Grocer. They're proud to support the Sheridan Chargers. Okay, Carlisle's lining up to kick the ball off to the Chargers. They're lining, putting the ball at the 40-yard line. They're kicking from the north end zone to the south. The Chargers have two guys lined up at the 5-yard line. That looks like Quinn Storm and Derek Lang, maybe.
Yeah, Derek's usually back there. I can't quite see his jersey from here, but it'd sure be nice to see one of these guys bring that ball back and Carlisle's a good field position for the Chargers.
Carlisle's got an interesting kickoff routine. They fake the kickoff, and then they all move back 5 yards and line it up again and kick it. They've done it every time they've kicked off today. All right, the ball is picked up at about the 10-yard line.
You got Derek playing one in the back.
Derek bringing it back. He brings it back to about the 20, and he's gang-tackled by 4 Wildcats. They bring him down, push him back, and bring him down. He gets out to where are they going to mark this ball, Tim?
Well, he should have forward progress, at least up to the, the 15.
I think they'll walk into about the 15, 16-yard line. Yeah. So the Chargers will take over from the south end zone at the 16-yard line. It's going to be 84 yards from Pater. Chargers here, the stands are cleared out a little bit because they're all waiting to see the junior cheerleaders. Sheridan's got the ball. Derek Lang's in motion. Hand the ball off to the right side to Alec, and Alec's going to pick up. I'm going to give him 4 yards on that, Tim. What do you think?
Yeah, not a bad little run there. Might be a little less than 4 yards, but they're trying to grind out those tough yards, and I know they'd like to set themselves up with some third and shorts at least, instead of having to push the ball 7-8 yards for that first down.
Sure. Well, we're just under 10 minutes to go. That was a gain of about 3. Ball's going to be on the 20-yard line for the Chargers. Quinn Storm's in the shotgun. TJ and looks like Charlie Palmer split out. He's looking out here to the left side of the field, short side of the field. And that was TJ.
That's a good
TJ
time.
Catches the ball at the 30-yard line. That was just a little stop. He just ran out to 30 and stopped and turned around, and Quinn hit him on the numbers.
Well, I think there's absolutely no question that we're going to have to see more of that for us to try and stay in the game, something that we can get some bigger chunks of yards. I like them. The fact that they're trying to run a little bit of a balanced offense with the run and pass, but going to have to get some of those passes downfield for sure.
The Chargers pick up another first down, so they've got the ball at their own 31-yard line. Quinn Storm has the ball. Looks like maybe there was a little miscommunication there. Looks like he tried to hand it off to Alec, and Alec went to his other side. So Quinn ended up keeping the ball, and it was a loss of about a yard on the play. Looks like Quinn turned one way, and Alec went the other. The Wildcats have a nose guard out there that looks like he is a big guy. He's well taller than the referees and almost everyone else on the field. So it's going to make it a 2nd-and-11 with under 9 minutes to go. Carlisle up 14-0 over the Chargers. Chargers have the ball at their own 30. Quinn Storm snaps the ball, gets the ball snapped. He takes the ball up the middle. And he's going to gain, I'm going to say, 3 yards on that play. Yeah, maybe more closer to 4.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to get a little bit of back that they lost in that last play, and he did a good job of that. It's going to bring up probably about 3rd and 7.
About 3rd and 7, probably 34-yard line.
I call it 3rd and 5. Doesn't look like it from here, does it?
No, it's more like a 3rd and 7. But we'll take 3rd and 5, whatever works, as long as we get a first down. Quinn's still back in the shotgun. We've got lots of receivers on this play. We've got 3 out wide to the right and 1 out wide to the left. Ball snapped to Quinn. He throws it downfield, ball's a little underthrown, and it's intercepted. Intercepted at about the 49-yard line. Ball was just a little underthrown. He's kind of trying to get it to TJ out there on the Carlisle side of the field and hung up on him a little bit.
It looked like Quinn took a pretty good shot there as he was trying to release the ball, and of course you're going to lose a little bit on the ball if you take contact.
Yeah, he got hit hard again as he hit the ball, as the ball was leaving his hand. So that's going to give the ball to the Carlisle Wildcats. with 8 minutes and 5 seconds left to go. That's going to be the ball on the Sheraton side of the field at the 49-yard line of the first and 10. They're lined up in that same formation. They do the read option. They pitch it out, and there's a big hole. He takes the ball off the right side, and Aaron Kane brings him down, drags him down after about a 12-yard gain on that play.
Well, I like to see what Aaron was doing there. I noticed he's trying to strip the ball, and that's really what it's going to take. They're going to have to try and force some turnovers, I think, to
We're going to have to get some turnovers here. The ball's at the Sheraton 37-yard line. Carlisle's driving toward the south end of the field. They've got two wide receivers on this play. Actually, three. They've got a little split out here to this side. They do another pitch out to the left side. They didn't do anything fancy there. He just took it off the left side, and he's going to gain another 8 yards on that play. Maybe more. They're going to take it right. No, they're only going to say about 7 yards.
Well, I'm not sure who that was. I don't know if that was Cohen, but somebody put a pretty good lick on him there right at the end of that run.
That's good. We need some of that toughness out there. That's going to be the ball at the 30-yard line. 7 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the half. Second and three. Carlisle's got a couple of wideouts here to the Sheraton side of the field. They've got their two back set. They hand it off, take the handoff to the first back, and then the quarterback keeps it. And it looks like they're going to gain about 5 yards on that play, so that's going to be another first down for Carlisle.
Yeah, you know, Sheraton, it looked like they were doing a great job there. The whole team was on the ball, and they just drove the pile.
Well, I've seen several times where it looks like the ball stopped, and the next thing you know, that Carlisle guy is 3 or 4 yards down the field and somehow is broken out of it. So we're under 7 minutes to go. Carlisle up 14-0 over the Sheraton Chargers. Ball's on the Sheraton 25-yard line. Carlisle hands the ball off up the middle to the first back through, and he's going to gain. That's another example of a 10. It looks like they had him stopped right there on the linebacker level, and next thing I know, the cornerback's making the tackle after an 11-yard gain.
Yeah, and
Ford made that tackle.
That misdirection play, it is hard to defend, and I think, again, they're kind of confusing the defense a little bit with that play because we've had people in the backfield, I guess, in position to make a tackle, and then they release that ball to one of the other backs, and
it's never a good sign when your defensive backs and safeties are making all the tackles 8 or 9 yards down the field, though. So it's 6 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the quarter. They just pitch it out to the right, and he's going to get stopped. Aaron Kane makes a nice stop out there.
Saved a touchdown on that one.
Yeah, he did. That's still going to be a pickup of about, the ball's going to be down to about 6, about a 10-yard gain again. So just under 6 minutes to go. It's going to be
First and goal. Looks like
first
really about the 5-yard line.
About the 5-yard line or so, 5 or 6-yard line. So the Wildcats are driving toward the south end zone here. Chargers need that stop pretty badly here. They hand off to the first man up the gut, and he's in the end zone again. Another touchdown right up the middle. That's going to make it 20-0. The Carlisle Wildcats over the Sheraton Chargers with 5 minutes and 45 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Carlisle's on to kick the extra point. So far, his first two extra points have been right through. Both teams are getting lined up here. The holder takes a knee. Here's the snap and the kick, and it looks like it's going to be right through again. Yep, that takes it 21-0 here in the second quarter. Hammer Medical will deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson Thyler Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson Thyler Realty. Hanson Thyler Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Well, we just got an update that the score is 34-0 in Pella. I'm assuming that means Pella's ahead.
I would assume so. Based on the way they've been playing this year, I would I'd be surprised any other way.
Yeah, it would be a surprise.
Well, I know these two teams, Carlisle and Pella, met, what was it, last week, and it sounds like that was a very competitive game. Carlisle ended up losing by six.
They do that. They did that again, that fake kick, and then they bring it up to the line of scrimmage and actually kick it off. But right now it's 21-0. Carlisle's got the ball at the 40-yard line, kicking it off to the Chargers in the south end zone. It's up in the air. It's going to come down to number 27 at the 15-yard line. He's got a little bit of a lane. He brings it out. It gets out to about the 22-yard line. Number 27 is Kobe Richmond. Kobe's been doing a nice job this year.
Yeah, he really has. He's a good runner, and he's typically, whenever I watch him, he seems to be a good downhill kind of guy, you know.
Absolutely. He's moving forward most of the time. So the Chargers bring the ball up to the line of scrimmage. We've got Quinn Storm in the line in the shotgun snap here. Got three receivers there, one man in the backfield, and he hands it off to Alec. Alec is met at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to pick up, I'm going to say, a yard.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he got a whole lot there. I got him at the line of scrimmage.
Right, so that's going to make it about a second and a long nine. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. The Wildcats of Carlisle over the Chargers of Sheraton, 21-0. Sheraton's got the ball on their own 22-yard line, driving to the north end zone. About 78 yards to go for a touchdown. Tim, think we can get 78 on this play?
Well, let's watch and find out. I'll tell you what, I think we'd all get pretty excited if we could.
We definitely would get excited.
That one right there.
Yeah, that's going to be a nice 11, 12-yard gain. That was a pass to Bradley Kretzinger from Quinn Storm. That was a nice little just roll out to the left side of the field, and Bradley was dragging across behind the linebacker level, and it was a nice game.
Yeah, well-designed play. Wasn't looking for a home run there, just trying to move the chains a little bit or get closer. Looks like it's going to bring up about a third.
It's going to be a third and three.
Third and
pretty short, so it's going to be pretty manageable. It was a nice 7-8 yard gain there. Third and two. Ball hand up right up the middle to Alec, and Alec's going to be close. It looks to me like he's going to be really close. A little extra activity going on out there on the field.
Well, I know they'd sure like to establish some sort of ground game. Obviously, if you can keep Carlisle off the field by chewing up some clock, that's just going to give you a much better chance. You don't want, as we can see, the more we can keep them off the field, the better.
Yeah, their
offense, that is.
Absolutely. Well, they're bringing the chains in to measure this one for the Chargers. This one is close to a first down.
Well, what do you think, Jim, if... let's hope they got it. If they come up a little short, you go for it here?
I think it's still too early. I don't think you can. I think you've got to still punt it away and keep them from scoring in the half.
It doesn't matter. It looks like they got it.
It is a first down.
I like to end a debate like that. But
too, where it doesn't matter. You don't have to make the tough call. All right, Sheeran's bringing the ball back up to the line of scrimmage. 4 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the second quarter on their own 33-yard line. Trailing Carlisle, 21-0. They're driving the ball, though. Quinn Storm's in the shotgun. He fades back to pass. He's throwing it off to the left side of the field with TJ. TJ has it. Gets knocked out of bounds at about the 46.5-yard line. Another nice gainer for the Chargers.
You know, that was just a lot of concentration on TJ's part there.
Carlisle had him well covered.
Very well defended, and TJ stayed with the ball and made sure he got his hands on it and really just... kind of wrestled away from the defender there. Good play.
I have noticed since about the third game of the season, every time TJ catches the ball, there are two or three guys tackling him. He's not there alone.
Right. I think they know just how dangerous he can be.
Quinn is back in the shotgun. TJ is split far wide right. They hand the ball off to Alec up the middle, and Alec has got a great run going there.
By far the best run of the game. That was a beautiful run. He just kept those legs churning and not got about 10 or 11 yards.
He kept pushing those legs. 3 minutes, 57 seconds to go. Ball is going to be at the Carlisle 41-yard line. Sheraton is driving. 21-0, but this game is far from out of reach. So Sheraton, he just split out to the right. You got Aaron Kane split to the left. You got Derek in motion. Handed off up the middle. And that inside handoff is going to get him. It's going to be a bow back to the line of scrimmage, it looks like. Carlisle had a whole host of defenders there.
I think Lane tried to cut it up right up the middle there, and there just wasn't any room at all.
Took it right off the center right there, and there was no room. So that's going to break up a second and 10, ball on the Carlisle 41-yard line. Sheraton's driven the ball clear from down on their own 22-yard line to the Carlisle 41. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the second quarter. Quinn Storm has the ball. He's throwing out to the left, and there's a guy on the blitz coming from the left, and he eluded him. They ended up picking up about 2 yards, it looks like.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's better than the alternative. He was in hot pursuit there in the backfield and was able to
absolutely
make a move and at least make some positive yards there.
Absolutely. It's going to bring up about a third and eight, third and long seven. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Looks like Quinn Storm and Aaron Kane are both coming in at the same time here with the play. Bradley Kretzinger splitting out toward the right side, and so is Derek Lang. Looks like there's going to be a stoppage of play here. So timeout should.
Yeah, it looks like they want to maybe think about this in a little bit. I'm not sure they were 100% happy with the play they had come in there. Bingham Construction. Bingham Construction, trust your next building project to a winning team. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578, and they will get the job done. Community First. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, cfirstyourservice.com. That's cstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. They are federally insured by NCUA.
Johnson Machine Works, a proud member of the Sheraton community and sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers on Thunder Country, KIIT.
All right, looks like they're going to get back out there and take the field.
Third and seven, 2 minutes and 33 seconds to go on Carlisle's 38-yard line. The Chargers are drilling the ball about half the field. By far the best drive of the game. So after the timeout, the Chargers come out with TJ split to the right and Aaron Kane split to the left. We've got Derek Lang in motion, fake handoff up the middle. They give it to Baldurev, they give it to Alec, and he's going to pick up about another 4 yards.
You know, it's nice running. I think, if nothing else, it sets them up for a manageable fourth down. I think where they're at on the field, they had two shots at it here.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to go for it. That's going to make it about a fourth, and they're going to call it a fourth and five from the 35-yard line. Sheraton brings the ball back up to the line of scrimmage. Looks like maybe they called two plays during that timeout because they came up to the line of scrimmage pretty quick. TJ's down here on the short side of the field. They've got two receivers to the wide side of the field. Baldurev comes up and he picks up the block, and TJ's behind the defender, and the defender caught back up and was able to knock the ball away.
You know, I kind of wondered if they were going to throw a flag on that. To me, it looked like there was a lot of contact, but
it looks like he backed into TJ pretty hard, but he was looking at the ball, so a lot of times they won't call that.
Yeah, they let it go, didn't they?
Yeah, since he had it in his back turn and was looking at the ball.
I think they had the play that they wanted. They had TJ one-on-one out there, and
TJ was behind him. He was a step and a half behind him.
Yeah, just had to hold up a little bit, waiting for the ball to get there. But
all right, so Carlisle will take over with a minute 54 to go in the half, up 21-0 here at Reynolds Field in Sheraton on their own 35-yard line. Let's hope the defense can stiffen up here and maybe get a turnover or not let them score before half anyway. They hand the ball up to the first man through the line, first receiver. He's going to pick up about 4 yards on that play. They've been doing a lot of those quick hitters tonight, Tim. Just that first guy through the line of scrimmage, he either turns right or turns left and just hands it to him and drives it straight up the middle.
Yeah, definitely an up-tempo running game. And again, with those the two running backs they have, solid weapons, and we'll see a shirt.
Yeah, they're pretty strong.
A little bit.
They keep those legs moving, and they keep running. So he takes the ball, tries to throw it out to the flat on the left side of the field, and it was at the receiver's feet. That was intended for Henry Sanders. Henry Sanders was a little bit open. Looked like he was looking for a slant on that, and it's just a little underthrown.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the quarterback for Carlisle would like to get that one back. The guy was on the run, and luckily for Sheraton, that was a poorly thrown ball.
And we didn't get any kind of a jam at the line of scrimmage or anything to slow him down. So that brings up a third and six with a minute 22 left to go in the half. Ball from Carlisle's own 39. They hand the ball off up the middle again. This is going to be another big gainer up the middle. Once again, we had him tied up, and he breaks free. So that's going to take the ball to the 48-yard line of Sheraton. So that was a big gainer for Carlisle again. Minute 16 seconds to go in the half. The clock is running. Ball on Sheraton's 48. Sheraton is down 21-0 to the Wildcats. Sheraton Carlos, quarterback, takes off to the left.
There we go.
That was a big sack. He was rolling off to the left, and we had a guy there to meet him, so he tried to bring it back, and pursuit caught him from behind.
That was a big loss, Jim, and I tell you, you can give our secondary credit there because he was having to hold the ball, I think, a lot longer than what he really wanted to.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he thought he was going to have someone wide open out in the flat, and there wasn't anybody open out in the flat. So when he tried to turn back, he ran right into our pursuit.
8-yard loss, looks like.
Yeah, it's going to be a second, and they're calling it 17, but it's close to 18. From Carlisle's 45-yard line with 51 seconds to go, Carlisle has called the timeout.
Sheraton Hy-Vee, your employee-owned Sheraton Hy-Vee, has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle.
Pierce Baker Funeral Home. Pierce Baker Funeral Home is a part of your community and a part of your lives here in Sheraton. A proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Football on Thunder Country, KIIC. I think it would be a big deal here, Tim, if they can stop them from scoring in this half, because Sheraton gets the ball first in the second half.
Yeah, that would be absolutely huge, and they set themselves up for success here, the Chargers have, with the second and 17. That sack, that was huge.
So, Carlisle actually has three receivers on this play, and their two running backs. The quarterback drops back, and it's intercepted down Carlisle sideline. This could go for a while. Beautiful play, intercepted by the Chargers. Quinn Storm takes the ball clear back to the Carlisle 40-yard line. They're going to place it, yeah, about the 33-34-yard line. So great for the Chargers. They got a chance to score here before half.
That right there is exactly what they needed. We talked about it earlier. With a team like Carlisle, you've got to have some turnovers. You got to have some things go your way, and that was a huge turnaround. Gives us a chance to put some points on the board right before half.
We got to get Carlisle questioning himself a little bit here. So Chargers are back up to the line of scrimmage. Quinn Storm in the shotgun. Got TJ split here to the Sheraton side of the field. Quinn is looking his way, and he pump fakes, and he's double covered. Oh, boy, that was so close to a catch. TJ ended up on his back, and the ball bounced off of his chest.
He's getting up.
That was a nice play. It looked like TJ might come down with it. He had two and a half guys out there. The third guy was trying to get out to him, but he couldn't get out there. But he had two guys on him.
Yeah, you know, it really was a good pass by Quentin there. It was right on the money. It looked like it was pretty well defended.
Yeah. Well, that means 36.4 seconds to go in the half. The ball on the Carlisle 33-yard line. Chargers down 21-0. Second and 10. Quinn Storm is in the shotgun. Derek Lang is coming across in motion. Quinn Storm takes it on a quarterback keeper up the middle. He's not going to gain much. It looks like it's going to be 2-yard gain on that.
Yeah, we got a timeout. Good job stopping the clock. I think they're just trying to catch Carlisle off guard there, knowing it was likely a passing play and
exactly
Swing some up the middle.
Yep, catch them spread out a little bit and try to run it up the middle and get Quinn broke free for a few yards. We gained about two. That's going to make it a second and eight. Is that third and eight, Sam?
I think we're third and eight.
It's going to make it third and eight from the Carlisle 31-yard line. So I think this is the deepest we've driven on them here, Tim.
Yeah, again, that interception was huge, and not only did he make a good play, but he had a really nice run back.
Absolutely. He brought it back 25 yards, I think, on that interception. Took it right down the Carlisle sideline, right in front of all those white jerseys standing there on the sideline.
Well, I say we get
Hayes had been standing there, he'd have grabbed him.
You know what? I'd say we get a little touchdown here right before half, give this crowd something to get fired up about, give these boys something to get fired up about to come out in the second half.
Yep, we need a little positivity going into the halftime. So 31 seconds to go in the first half. Sheraton down 21-0 to Carlisle. It's a third and eight from the Carlisle 31-yard line. Quinn is still back in the shotgun. We've got three receivers split out. Quinn's got the ball. He's looking out to the left here. He's still looking to the left. He kind of throws it up in the air. It got tipped, it looked like, and it went well out of bounds. So.
Well, it looked like he got hit again as he was releasing the ball, and the pressure was pretty intense on that one. We got one more shot out of here.
Yeah,
and we can get a first down, obviously. We've got, 8 yards to go.
8 yards for a first down. So we get down to about the 22-yard line, we're going to have a first down. But that brings up a fourth down. Quinn's looking at the sidelines waiting for a play. Tyler Palmer's bringing it into him. 24 seconds left to go on the half. Chargers bringing the ball back up to the line of scrimmage here. That Carlisle line is one big line, it looks like to me. So Quinn's got the ball. He's looking to pass. A lot of pressure.
Oh, beautiful catch.
That was, who was that?
That was Hawkinson.
Was that Hawkinson again?
And Quinn just put it right on the money. That was great.
And the ball was thrown towards the sidelines, where only TJ could catch it, and TJ got his hands on it and picked up a first down.
Got 18 seconds left. We just called our last timeout and fresh set of downs. I would guess we should have enough time to at least throw four passes here to get in the end zone.
Lucas County Health Center, with the comprehensive therapies, including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your star player, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help you get back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game.
Sheraton Ford Mercury, Sheraton Football, Church of Football has a line with the power of a Ford F-150 and running backs with the speed and maneuverability of a Ford Mustang. See the new F-150 and Mustangs at Sheraton Ford Mercury at 124 South Main and Sheraton.
Well, I think, Tim, whether we get into the end zone or not, and I sure hope we do, it gives us some confidence going into the halftime. We've moved the ball against them. We've taken it down inside the 20-yard line against them. It's the 16-yard line right now, so they're not the Giants anymore. We know we can play with them. And it stopped them from, doesn't give them any chance to score again before the half. I've had a couple of games we've had scores right before the half, and it seems to deflate the team a little bit. Derek Lang is in motion across the line of scrimmage. He goes out to the right. Quinn Storm's got the ball. T.J. Hawkinson was on a slant there, and he was well covered. He was covered underneath by a linebacker and over the top by a safety.
Yeah, he tried to thread one in there and just a little bit off, and I tell you, yeah, T.J. was tightly covered.
So that's 15 seconds to go in the half, a second and 10 from the Carlisle 16-yard line. Carlisle keeps their defensive linemen lined up in a column right in front of the ball. I haven't seen that too many times this year. Got Derek Lang split out to the Carlisle side of the field, and T.J. Hawkinson split out to the Sheraton side of the field. We've got Alec Baldurev behind Quinn Storm. Quinn throws it for T.J. Hawkinson, and it's incomplete again. Good coverage by Carlisle again. Guy was right in front of T.J., so T.J. couldn't
get in that pass. I think T.J. ended up at the end there having to be the defender. That was very tough coverage.
Absolutely. 10 seconds to go in the half. Sheraton down 21-0 to the Carlisle Wildcats here at Reynolds Field in Sheraton. Ball's on the 16-yard line, 3rd and 10. They're going to get all four of their downs in.
Well, let's see what Sheraton Chargers has up their sleeve. Maybe they throw a little unique play at them. Well,
we've got Aaron Kane out here split to this side. We've got Baldurev going in motion. We've got a throw across the middle. She did it. Nice slap half across the middle. The ball goes down to...
That's a touchdown Chargers.
That makes it 21-6.
I'll tell you what, you can't ask for a bigger play than that right now.
Summers Insurance is sponsoring touchdowns by the Chargers. Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Sheraton Chargers and a proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger touchdowns.
I'd like to talk about Summers Insurance about six more times tonight.
I'd like to mention them a whole lot. So, Alex Gorbazov is in for the extra point, and that kick is good.
Good.
That makes it 21-7. That gives the crowd here something to cheer about. We're hearing from the Charger fans right now.
Yeah, you just can't beat that interception, get the ball back right before the end of half, and then for them to get down the field and put one in the end zone. Huge momentum changer, and that's going to send them back to the locker room and really fired up and ready to go for the second half.
Here we are hearing the Charger fight song. That's always good to hear. So, the Chargers are going to kick off one more time. Hopefully they can stop Carlisle from moving the ball at all, and then we'll go to halftime, and the Chargers will get the ball first in the second half. So, Chargers will be kicking off. Edward Rodigan will be kicking off. He's a senior kicker, 5'10", 150 pounds. Do you think they'll kick it deep, Tim, or do you think they'll just slip it across the middle?
Well, you know, I guess my thought would be put a squibber down there and not give them much of a chance for a return here.
Well, Carlisle calls a timeout.
That's interesting. 4.5 seconds left. They're definitely looking to try and get this ball back, make a big run back here. So we're going to have to be vigilant and keep an eye on.
Wonder what the They think the Chargers were going to kick an onside kick. I mean, even if they do get an onside kick and catch the ball and get the ball, there's going to be about half a second left on the clock.
Yeah, surely that's not what they're thinking.
The Chargers are still huddled up here on the sidelines. Carlisle has come back out onto the field. Carlisle has their return man standing at about the 10-yard line, put his heels on the 10, I suppose, and put the ball going to the end zone if he can. It looks like the return man is number one. That's Terrell Erb. He's a senior. We have Edward Robinson out there again to kick the ball. Once again, the Chargers are wearing their pink socks tonight. The Carlisle Wildcats have, I think it looks like, eight guys on the 10-yard line there. Oh, that was close. It was supposed to just squib up the middle, but it ended up bouncing off a Carlisle Wildcat, and they covered the ball at about the 48-yard line, their own 48-yard line on the north end of the field.
Well, I think that's pretty much the force assumed we were going to put a squib kick out there, and they wanted to try and leave the field short enough to make maybe a long.
Maybe they'll try to throw one up for Hail
Mary.
What happens. We've got one play. It looks like they're going to put a safety back behind the quarterback just in case. Maybe they're going to take a knee here before the half. At 21-7, they're leading the Chargers. They do take a knee, and that'll run the clock out for the half. So the Carlisle Wildcats are on top of the Sheraton Chargers, 21-7 here at halftime at Ellis Field in Sheraton. Sheraton will get the ball first in the second half. We are going to read you a couple more sponsors here, then we're going to sign off until about 5 minutes left to go in the half.
Sheraton Napa, at your Sheraton Napa right now. Oil filters are 60% off. Get all your machinery and trucks ready for the upcoming season with big savings at Sheraton Napa with the Napa know-how.
Well, I don't think the first half went too badly, Tim. I think it could have been worse. And then, actually, they've got some momentum going into the second half with the way Carlisle has played against Pella and Dallas Center Grimes and a lot of tough teams. I don't think being down 21-0 with still being in this game is a terrible outcome in the first half.
Yeah, 21-7, it's exactly what they needed at the end of the half. For one, just to give them a little bit of confidence coming back out in the second half and keep the fans in the game, and let's hope they can come out and keep that momentum going. They're going to get the ball back right off the bat.
Yeah, we are bringing out the junior cheerleaders here. They're all dressed in pink and for the Pink Out game tonight for cancer awareness. Katie Stream's leading them out onto the track, that old red track of the Sheraton football field here. These girls are anywhere from, I think, was it second grade through sixth grade, I believe?
Yeah, I believe you're right.
So all the cheerleaders have been teaching them how to do cheers the past couple of days. I am ready to sign off for halftime here, Tim. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. The field, they're doing a nice job out there. The junior cheerleaders are leaving the track now, all dressed in pink, all the little girls out there dressed in pink, and a couple little boys out there too, which is great. The Chargers are taking the field, coming back with their white helmets with the big red C in them and their red jerseys. Carlisle has not come back out onto the field yet. They're wearing all white with red helmets today, a little red around the shoulders. Entertaining first half, 21-0. Carlisle Wildcats up over the Sheraton Chargers. Sheraton does get the ball first in the second half.
21-7. You got a good play for that.
I keep saying 21-0.
Hey, we made a big play there at the end of that first half.
We did. That
Can't
was
forget
a
that, right?
Big touchdown. Tim, I think, has a few stats from the first half for us.
Yeah, for Carlisle, the quarterback, number 7, Pierce, he's only completed 2 passes up to this point, and I think obviously, we know that Carlisle's about the running game, but you have to give credit to the Sheraton secondary. They've done a great job on those pass plays to really stick with the defenders. And I know he attempted 7, only completed 2.
Yeah, they were trying to go to the pass play for a while out there. They were well covered on those pass plays, though.
Well, I think that, you know, that just shows you if we can get them into that third and long situation, which we did a few times, and they feel like they're forced to go to the air, I like our chances. And
absolutely.
Running game, a little different story for Carlisle. McMullen, number 24, he had 14 carries for 131 yards. I know he's got a touchdown on the board, and Tyler Erb, or Terrell, excuse me, number 10. He had 10 rushes for 72 yards. So we know their ground game is dangerous, and I'm sure that Coach Smize and the rest of the Sheridan coaches had a nice little discussion with the boys there in the locker room.
So they've gashed us for some pretty big plays on running that running game a few times.
Yes, they have. And on either side of the ball, Quentin Storm, he's 5 for 13 for 67 yards with one touchdown. Touchdown pass, Hawkinson has 4 receptions for 59 yards. So 4 of the 5 completions that Storm has made have been to Hawkinson. And of course, Hawkinson, he made that nice grab and fought his way into the end zone right there at the end of the first half. And then Oleg Baldorov is 9 carries for 32 yards. And now just under a 4-yard average.
He's done a great job filling in for an injured Dylan Sanders tonight.
He has, and, you know, he ran, he had that one nice run for 12 yards, and I know the yards have been hard to come by on the ground, but
absolutely. They've got Carlisle's got a big line, looks like they're big and strong, and they have got a ton of guys on that team. There have got to be 75 guys out there. Baldur has done a nice job filling in for Dylan. Dylan's usually a pretty explosive player for us and a pretty quick player, and he can break off some big yardage. And Alec has done a nice job of filling in.
Yeah, he has. And, I think at this point, you know, keep giving him the ball. It's still,
we still got time.
Still got time. And again, you want to try and grind out as much of that clock as you can and keep Carlisle's offense off the field. Clearly, we've got to put some points on the board, but 14 points is doable. But more importantly, we've got to keep them out of the end zone.
Yeah, we've got to keep from getting one-dimensional. They can't just think we're going to pass all the time. Otherwise, we're just way too easy to defend.
Yeah, that's very true. Never a good formula. And, I think that's, of course, Carlisle, with their defense, that's exactly what they're trying to do is, I think, make us one-dimensional, and that gives them an opportunity to double up on TJ hopefully we can get some of our other wide receivers open and spread that ball around a little bit here in the second half.
Absolutely. We get the ball to it. We've got some other wide receivers, too, that can make some plays. We've got about 20 seconds left to go in the half. Like I said, Carlisle will be kicking off Sheridan in the second half, so Sheridan's got a chance to come out and make a statement here in the second half. Sheridan will be taking the ball from the south end zone toward the north end zone, down 21-7, but they had a lot of momentum going into halftime, scoring a touchdown right before half. So,
well,
Coach Smizer and the boys have worked up some plans for the second half to come out and surprise Carlisle here a little bit.
If that didn't get them fired up at the end of the second half, the crowd was well entertained at halftime. We had the junior cheerleaders out there, and I don't know, Jim, I bet there's probably 50, 60 girls and boys out there.
There were quite a few.
Strutting their stuff, and then the Sheridan drill team, which is coached by my wife, Bobby Jo, went out there at halftime and just did a phenomenal job. And I should mention Chelsea Wickett. She and Bobby Jo actually co-coach this year.
They do a great job. That drill team does a great job, too. Those girls work hard, starting out at 6 o'clock in the morning every morning before school. We have the Sheridan Chargers on the south end zone, have Derek Lang and Kobe Richmond deep. Both of them are standing in between the 5 and the 10-yard line. Carlisle's getting ready to kick off. They've already done their little fake kickoff thing, and then now they're kicking it deep. Looks like it's going to go to Kobe Richmond. He's got the ball at about the 10-yard line. He's up over the 20. He's going to take it out to right out the 25-yard line, it looks like.
Not a bad return at all.
Nice return by Kobe. So the Chargers are going to take over a decent field position of the 25. It's going to be first and 10 from the 25, 11 minutes and 54 seconds to go. Second half just underway. Chargers down 21-7, but Chargers have some momentum. We have 3 wide receivers split out. We've got Quinn Storm in the shotgun. He hands it off to Baldurov. It's going to be a short gain for Baldurov. It's going to be we're going to give him half a yard on that play. We're going to take the ball out to the Sheridan 26-yard line.
Yeah, not a lot there. Again, Carlisle's done a good job of stopping up the middle. But, you know, again, if you can just keep grinding out even those tough yards and break one every once in a while, sets you up nicely for some third and shorts.
We've got TJ split down here to the short side of the field. We've got Quinn Storm in the shotgun. He's looking out here left toward TJ. He tries to drill TJ, and is that a catch?
You know, I think he might have pulled that
one. Oh, that a catch. What a beautiful catch on TJ. Beautiful throw. No one else could catch it there. It was kind of low and away to the outside, right in front of the Sheridan bench.
That really was a well-placed ball. He was right there on the edge, out of bounds, and stretched his body and made it happen.
He did. That's a Sheridan first down from, looks like they're going to take over the ball here at about the 38-yard line of Sheridan. a little over 11 minutes to go in the first, in the third quarter, down 21-7. Quinn's back in the shotgun again. Ball snapped to Quinn. He takes off to the right. He hands it off to Baldrow. Baldrow's got a hole. He picks up, I'm going to give him 6-7 yards on that play. That's going to take it out to about the Sheridan 46-yard line. Yeah, I understand it right on the line.
I think that was, from what I can recall, that's the first time they try to pitch out like that. Most of the runs have been right up the middle.
Right.
So it's good to see him maybe try and do something on the outside.
A little quick pitch. So the ball's on the 45-yard line. It's going to make it 2nd and 4 with 10 minutes and 25 seconds to go. Sheridan driving to the north end zone. Carlisle on white uniforms with their red helmets. Handed off again. Same type of play. Baldrow fought and got very close to the first down on that one.
I tell you, that was an impressive run. I mean, he had guys on him, and he drugged them for about 4 more yards and got really close to that first down.
He was stopped after about a yard and ended up picking up 3 more after the first contact. That's going to be very close to a first down. Looks like they're going to bring the teams in again for a measurement. This is going to be close again. We're a little over 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Ball is sitting on the Sheridan 48-yard line. I think maybe I'm going to say it's going to be just a link or two short, Tim. And I hope I'm wrong. And I'm wrong. Great play. That's going to bring up a 1st and 10 for the Chargers. Chargers have moved the ball in the last two possessions pretty effectively.
Yeah, again, just a hard-fought run by Baldrow there, and just enough. Just at the nose of the football, and that's all you need. Let's keep moving the chains.
Just a little spark there. Ball's on the 48 of Sheridan, and they're getting ready to cross midfield. Ball sitting right on the C in the middle of the field. We got Quinn in the shotgun again. TJ's trying to get off the line. He's being held up on the line. Oh, safety comes open.
That's TJ.
He's still going. He gets clear down to the 15-yard line of Carlisle. Catches it on the sideline. The guy covering falls down. He gets the second guy covering. He catches the ball over him and then pushes him to the ground and takes it clear down to the 15-yard line.
Well, I love to see that attitude. TJ gets up and pumping his fist. You know, he's fired up about plays like that, just like his teammates are. And, again, just he's got great hands, and Quinn put the ball right where only TJ could catch it.
Yep, he put it up where your 6'5" receiver can catch it. Baldrow takes the ball again. He gets another couple of yards on that play, so we're still mixing in the run, which is a great thing. Keep him guessing. It's going to be about a 2-yard gain. It's going to make a 2nd and 8 from about the 13-yard line of Carlisle. Going toward the north end zone. Sheridan is driving strong.
You know, you'd have to believe with as much attention as Hawkinson gets that one of our other receivers or somebody out of the backfield would be open. The Carlisle's done a pretty good job on the man-to-man coverage on our other receivers out there up to this point.
Carlisle's a good team. Quinn Storm's got the ball. He fakes the handoff to Baldrow, and he throws it toward the back of the end zone, and it's out the back of the end zone. Looks like he was looking for Derek Lang.
Yeah, you know, I think Quinn ended up just having to throw that ball away. Derek was pretty well covered. He threw it well out of the back of the end zone, and he was, again, in hot pursuit there.
And Derek was dragging across the back end of the end zone, and we had about 4 Carlisle Wildcats trying to chase Quinn down, so he got rid of that ball out the back of the end zone. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 8 from the 13, so we can still get 1st down on this drive inside the 5-yard line. We've got 3 receivers split here to the Sheridan side of the field and 1 to the Carlisle side of the field. Ball is snapped. Quinn's looking out to his left.
It's coming.
He throws it out to his left.
Hang on. Oh.
The ball is bobbled and dropped out of bounds. That was intended for Derek Lang.
Yeah, couldn't quite get a handle on it. He had him there, and he had a good pass. I think
he was going to be a pretty minimal gain with a Derek Cotter.
I would agree, yeah.
So we got 4th and 8. I'm sure the Chargers are going for this. Trevor Palmer's bringing the play in to Quinn Storm. Quinn's going to take it to the team. Hearing a lot of noise on both sides of the field right now. Carlisle's trying to make themselves heard. We've got 8:52 to go. This is a big play for the Chargers. A 4th and 8. Driving to the north end of the end zone. Fake handoff, throws it up the middle. He's open. TJ is open in the end zone right over the middle. And that's another Sheridan Charger touchdown. Beautiful, beautiful play. TJ released and was 3 steps behind all of the defense. I don't know what they thought was coming there, but he just released and there was nobody. inactive for safety.
Yeah, you know, that's surprising to see him that open, but I think Quentin and him both were a little surprised, but we love the result. And, you know, what a great first drive for Sheraton right off the bat.
They came out and made a statement, just like we talked about.
So you've got...
We've lined up for the extra point, and the extra point is right through with Fredward Rodigan. So that makes it 21-13. This game is far from over. Sounds like Pella's kind of putting it on Seidel. They're up about 60 points there at halftime.
Yeah, it sounded like Seidel, maybe a kick return or an interception return for a touchdown. They finally got on the board, but, yeah, it's not a pretty game over
68-6, I believe I heard. Summers Insurance sponsoring touchdown. Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Sheraton Chargers and a proud sponsor of Charger Touchdown.
Red Hall Realty. Check out all the listings at redhallrealty.com. Proud supporters of Charger football.
All right. Pierce Baker Funeral Home. Pierce Baker Funeral Home is a part of your community and part of your lives here in Sheraton. A proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger football on Thunder Country, KIIC. Well, the Chargers have made a statement in the second half. They've come back, and they are right in this game. The score is 21-13 here at Reynolds Field in Sheraton. Chargers are down to the Carlisle Wildcats. Ball is kicked off, and the Carlisle picks it up at about the 35-yard line, and they take it out to about the 37-yard line. Let's hope they're going to spot it about 37, 38-yard line. So they'll take over there, and they'll get toward the south end zone. There's a little less noise coming from the Carlisle side of the field right now, a little more coming from the Sheraton side of the field, so that's good to see.
Absolutely. I know, again, they've got a great team over there, but I'm sure the fans probably were not expecting such a close game.
I'm sure they weren't, but I'm sure they think, you know, we were close with Powell, we were close with Dallas Center, and we're going to take on Sheraton. So a quick hitter up the middle, and it's going to be a big gainer. We've been doing this quite a bit of the night. That's going to be a 9 or 10-yard gain for Carlisle right up the middle again. They take that little handoff, and then they give it to the guy right up the middle is what they do.
Yeah, McMullen has by far done the most damage for that Carlisle offense, and I don't know how, but I tell you, the Chargers are going to have to find a way to slow him down.
Yeah, most of those yards are coming from making it through the line and then kicking it to the outside.
Well, most of his yards have come after contact. You know, I think we've got some pads on him and just not taking him down.
Another quick handoff up the middle. This time it's to number one.
Tyler
Earth. He's going to gain about 5 yards on that play. So with 8 minutes to go, the Chargers are down 21-14 to the Carlisle Wildcats. That's going to make it a first down on the Carlisle 48-yard line heading toward the south end zone. Carlisle all in white. The handoff up the right side. Much better job. They stopped him for about a 3-yard gain on that one. They tried to run that quick hitter up off the left side again, and that time there wasn't a lot there. It's going to make it 2nd and 7 with 7 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ball's going to be on the Charger 49-yard line. So Carlisle is looking to go into that south end zone. They're still 49 yards away. Carlisle's got the quarterback up under center. Hand off. He's handed off right up the middle again. Chargers have that one stepped out. And once again, he only got a couple of yards on that play, Tim.
Yeah, another big stop for the Chargers there. And you know, I don't think it's any secret what Carlisle's doing. I wouldn't say they're running any trick plays. They've got some misdirection going on there, but they are just pushing the ball right up the middle. I'll tell you, the last two plays, Chargers have really stood up to it.
So Carlisle's got a 3rd and a long 5 with 6 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. This is a big play here for the Chargers. They could actually force them to punt if they can stop them here. But they ran that quick hitter up the middle, and he did not get
it
first down.
It's going to be close, but I think they stopped him a little short.
I think he's about a yard short on that play. So hopefully we're going to bring up about 4th and 1, long one. Chargers down 14-21 to the Carlisle Wildcats. Ball marketed at about the 44-yard line of Sheraton.
Well, and you can bet they're not going to be punting the ball here, and Sheridan's really going to have to stiffen up here on that front line.
They need to stop it. They're calling it two. I'm going to call it a long one. It's in between 1 and 2 yards. They've got the same old familiar line up here, two running backs. and he runs it up the middle and kicks it off the right side. He's going to gain about, I'm going to say about 10 yards on that play. He needed two, and he got 10. But he bounced it off the right side, ran into a couple of Chargers, and kept bouncing it right and kept getting away from him and took it out for a 10-yard gain.
Yeah, he made his first charge up the middle and did a really good job cutting it back against our defense, unfortunately, giving about a 10-yard gain.
So under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. First and 10, ball on the Sheridan 33-yard line. Sheridan's out there in a 43 defense, it looks like. Number one, Tyler Erb has the ball, and he just ran right up the middle and kicked it to the left side, and he's
still going.
Still going. I'm going to say that's about a 20-yard gain, and that was just right off of the guard. I mean, he just ran it right over the guard and then kicked it out to the left side toward the Carlisle side of the field and took it, just kept going, just kept bouncing off defenders. So we're down to the 12-yard line. Carlisle's down to the 12-yard line. Sheridan needs to make a statement again and stop them here. Let's stop the bleeding right now. Carlisle's up to the line of scrimmage. They've got one wide receiver. Handed off up the middle, and there's an enormous hole up the middle, and he could have walked from them.
I'm not sure he even got touched.
I'm not sure he did either. That was an enormous hole there.
Well, you know, Carlisle's got such a big line, and, of course, you got a couple of senior backs who have a great vision, and they're proving how hard they are to stop.
Well, Carlisle's up 27-14 before the extra point hit. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Holder number 8 is down. That is Josh Hagedorn. He's a senior. Ball is down, up, and through. That's good. That makes it 28-14, Carlisle over the Chargers. Lucas County Health Center with the comprehensive therapies, including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your star player. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help you get back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game.
And Hardee's of Sheraton, savor a Hardee's Texas Thick Burger, smoky, juicy beef with jalapeno straws and barbecue smoked brisket and cheese, all on a homemade bun.
All right, well, that was not the statement we were looking to make, Tim, after a nice drive to start off the second half.
No, it wasn't. And at this point, you know, you just got to try and keep pace and find a way defensively to make it stop. But this is, again, just a real important offensive series for the Sheraton Chargers coming up. A nice return would help.
A good return would help. We've still got Derek Lang and looks like Cody Richmond are back to receive the punt. They're going to do their little fake punt thing here that they do, where they run up and they all stop and then they go back and line up again.
I'm embarrassed to say that they only got me on that like the first three times they kicked on.
Well, they're still confusing me. So. Here comes the kickoff. It's kicked downfield. Looks like it's going to be to a short man. And he's on his knees. That is Garbazov, it looks like. He covers the ball at about the 30-yard line. So that's going to be a pretty good starting field position for the Chargers.
I think it's fair for me to mention you weren't necessarily talking about that guy's height there. All right. I mean, it's a little offensive, Jim.
Okay.
Actually, a tall guy.
He is a tall guy, but he kicked it short.
No, and I'm glad he did because that gives us a pretty good field position. I think, about the 29-yard line.
30-yard line, yeah. First and 10, so the Chargers heading to the north end zone. Down 28-14 to the Carlisle Wildcats. A little over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ball thrown out to Derek Lang out in the flat. Derek looked like he was going to break it there, but it ended up getting caught by his ankle, so he's going to get it out to the 30-yard line. It's going to pick up about one.
He was really close to breaking one there. He just a shoestring tackle by Carlisle, and I'll tell you what, if he would have gotten past that guy.
A lot of green space in front of him.
He would have had a long ways to go, no doubt.
Yep, a lot of green space. That happened right in front of Sheridan Bench, too. So that's going to bring up a second and 9, ball on the 31-yard line, in between the 30 and 31-yard line, under 5 minutes to go in the half, in the third quarter. Quinn Storms is going to get the ball here on the snap. He fades back. He's looking right. He throws the ball in the air. He gets hit again as he's throwing the ball, and it's intercepted again. And Sheridan looks like they're a little asleep here. They thought the guy was down. The guy got up and started running again. So they thought he was down, and the Sheridan players just sat and looked at him when he got up and he ran for 20 yards back towards their end zone.
Yeah, that's, you know, with where they're at in this game, they're not out of it. And, you really need these guys just out there fighting for every play. And you're right. This looked like they kind of took for granted he was going to go down,
and he didn't.
He's not going to.
No. So the ball is going to be back on short in the 19-yard line, except this time Carlisle has the ball. Carlisle is driving into the south end zone, first and 10, up 28-14 over the Chargers. Carlisle has the ball. They hand off to that first up man, and he's going to gain nice yardage again. They hand that ball to the first guy through the line of scrimmage, and he's gaining big yards almost every time, Tim.
Yeah, they're really rolling right now. Our defense doesn't seem to have an answer for that front line at all.
Yeah, that was another 9-yard gain on that. So that's only going to bring up a second and one. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Carlisle up 28-14 over the Chargers. Ball's on the 11-yard line right near the south end zone. Carlisle goes wide to the split and one guy out here way, way wide. I'm wondering if they're going to try to come to that at some point. Well, that's another touchdown Carlisle right up the middle again. Right over the left guard. He went straight up the middle for 11 yards for the touchdown. That's going to make it 34-14 with 3 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Well, I know when, you know, most of these guys on the Chargers, they play both sides of the football, this Iron Man game for these guys. And when you've got a real physical line that you're going against, that does tire you out quickly, and they're just going to have to try and suck it up and try and get some sort of an advantage out there.
Well, this is very important for the Chargers. Even if they don't win this game, they need to keep it close, because it could come down to point differentials at the end of the season to see who goes to the playoffs. So they need to stop this bleeding now.
Absolutely. No question.
So right now it's 3 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Grace Baptist Church, proud supporter of the Sheraton Chargers football on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Kent Farm Management. Kent Farm Management leads the way to great real estate investment. Kent Farm Management is proud to invest in the community and proud to be a supporter of the Sheraton Chargers on KIIC.
Let's talk about Community First. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at C1st, your service at C1STYOURvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right. We're back to kickoff. Carlisle kicking back to the Chargers. Seems like we did this just a minute ago, Tim. They're kicking the ball off. They're kicking it deep. Looks like it's going to go to Derek. He's going to get the ball at about the 15-yard line. He's taking it up the Carlisle side of the field. Takes it out to, it looks like, about the 25-yard line.
Yeah, not a bad run back there.
Takes it up to about the 10, takes it to the 25.
You bet.
That's a good run back. So now we need to make some hay here, Tim. We need to get a score out of this.
We desperately need a score at this point. Down 35-14. It's time for us to make a long drive here. And quite honestly, again, point differential does make a huge difference, and a score would be nice.
The score would be big. All right, Quinn's got the ball. He hands off to the right side to Garbazov, and there is nothing there. He probably lost a couple of yards on that play. The entire Carlisle team was there.
You know, I wouldn't mind seeing them try that pitch around the end again. I've only seen them do it once, and he rattled off probably a 6 or 7 yard run.
Yeah, they only do it that once to the right side, maybe take it off to the left or try the right side again. So that is going to make it a second and 12. Ball on the 28-yard line of Sheraton, heading toward the north end zone. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Chargers are unfortunately down 35-14 to the Carlisle Wildcats. Sheraton brings it up to the line of scrimmage. Looks like we're going to call a timeout, Sheraton. I think Coach Smyder wants to talk it over, because we need to build up a couple of first downs here and maybe get their momentum back.
Yeah, either they didn't have the right play called or they didn't like something on the defense, one of the two.
CNC Cycle. Make your farm tours easier with a new 4x4 ATV from CNC. They're the biggest ATV dealer in the Midwest. CNC Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton.
Johnson Machine Works, a proud member of the Sheraton community and sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers on Thunder Country.
Sheraton Hy-Vee. Your employee-owned Sheraton Hy-Vee has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle.
How about Pipers, huh? You ever had Pipers?
I've had Pipers. Hey, Jay, you had Pipers?
Oh, yeah. If you haven't had Pipers, you're not living. We'll talk about Pipers the next break we get.
One of my favorite things from Pipers, Tim, is their deli sandwiches.
I agree. You know, people think of them for their candy. It's so famous. But, yeah, they have an amazing menu of lunch choices and all kinds of stuff there.
All right, we're back on the field. Both teams are back out, Sheridan in the red and Carlisle in the white. Sheridan's back up to the line of scrimmage, second and 12. Derek Lang's in motion across the front of Quinn Storm. He's clear out in the flat here. Oh, Quinn Storm is under a lot of pressure. He's trying to get it to Derek. He gets it to Derek on the sideline. Derek gets it down and takes it out to about the 32-yard line. He tries to pick up about 4 or 5 on that play. Quinn was under a lot of pressure there. He had 3 or 4 guys on him when he threw that ball.
Yeah, he was, and he did a good job of getting the ball out there finally. It looked like he had him open early. I'm not sure what the delay was there, but
the ball maybe slipped out of his hand a little bit.
That could be. Still a good completion. What do you get, about 7 yards there?
Yeah, that was a nice play, 5 or 6, I would say. So that makes it a manageable 3rd and 7 from the 28-yard line. We've got two guys split to the short side of the field and one to the wide side. Quinn gets the ball. He's looking out to the wide side of the field, throws it. Throws it deep, throws it to TJ. TJ got behind the defender and was just caught by an ankle tackle at the Carlisle 44-yard line.
Just a huge play on a 3rd and long.
Pickup on that play.
Again, you know, TJ just went up above the defender and got that ball, and Clinton did a great job putting it up high for him to go up and get it. And I tell you, yeah, breaks that one tackle. There was nobody.
There was nobody there. The ball's on the 44 of Carlisle. 2 minutes and 29 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sheridan has the ball heading north. Derek Lang is in motion across the play, and Quinn Storm tries the quarterback sneak up the middle, and he's going to pick up a couple of top yards there.
Yeah, you know, it's hard for yards. It looks like he got about 5 yards, and I think he comes up limping now. I'll have to take a look, see what we got going on here.
I think he's trying to say he's okay. He's throwing his hands around, but I think he's saying okay. Charlie Palmer's bringing a play into him. He's going to make it 2nd and 7. Ball is on Carlisle's 41-yard line. Chargers are driving again. Minute 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. Chargers are down 35-14, but they are driving. Quinn looks a little uncomfortable there. The ball, he fakes the handoff to Derek across the middle. He throws it out to the right. He's got Bradley Kressinger that has the ball. Bradley takes the ball for about a 15-16-yard gain there.
Nice. That's a great little slant play. And, again, I believe that they're going to have more of that open with the fact that TJ's getting double-teamed every time.
You know they're looking for TJ, and it's nice to get someone else involved there, and that way they have to look for more than one guy. Aaron Kane's bringing the play in to Quinn. They're going to take the ball. Ball's on the 27-yard line. A minute 31 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sheridan driving north here into Carlisle's end zone. They're about 27 yards away. Quinn's in the shotgun. Derek's coming across in the... Oh, we've handed up to Garbazov, and it looked like he was going to have a decent pickup there, but that hole closed fast. And it's going to be little or no gain on that play.
You know, he about got stopped for a loss there. He got hit in the backfield and did a good job of bouncing off that tackle and at least making a little bit of positive
in the back
there.
to the scrimmage.
At least to the line of scrimmage.
All right, that makes it a 2nd and 10, a little over a minute to go, ball on the 27-yard line. Looks like Charlie Palmer's splitting out here to the short side of the field, and got Bradley Kretzinger in the pattern, Derek Lang in the pattern. We've got 4 guys running fast plays here. That's TJ. It's completed to TJ again. He's at about the 17-yard line, it looks like, of Carlisle. That's going to bring up about a 3rd and... What is that going to bring up, Tim?
Boy, he's awfully close.
Really close.
Down. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's probably going to measure it again,
yeah.
I would guess. That's really close to a 1st down.
I tell you, that was an impressive play. Quinton, again, kind of running for his life back there, but he picks up TJ across the middle of the field as he worked his way toward the sideline and made a nice throw on the run, right on the money.
And they are going to bring the sticks all the way across the field. The ball is here on the Sheridan sideline, and the sticks are on the Carlisle sideline, so they're going to bring them all the way across to measure this. It's going to be really close. Let's hope the Chargers have picked this up. Both guys running the six side have gotten their exercise. They've had quite a few measurements tonight.
They have.
Carlisle standing at about the 10-yard line all in a huddle there of white uniforms, and the Chargers are out here on about the 30-yard line.
Actually, you're literally inches short, just about a couple of chain lengths of that.
Going to bring up a 3rd and 2 inches. So Sheridan's going to have to come up with, that's going to make a 3rd and about 2 inches. They're going to have to come up with a play that they can get a couple yards out of. Let's hope they get quite a few more than that. Well, under a minute to go here in the third quarter. The Chargers are down 35-14, but they've got the ball and are driving. They are down to Carlisle's 18-yard line.
Really been a good-looking drive here. They've mixed it up. They've run the ball a little bit, and they've had the big pass plays right when they've needed it.
Still a beautiful night for football. That was out there at halftime, and it's really not that chilly out for mid to late October. Beautiful night for football. I remember playing on some really cold nights in October.
I didn't have to deal with that down in Texas.
No, your weather is probably fairly nice no matter what time of year it was.
I think we got forward progress, and we should have enough for that first down.
That should be a first down.
That was just a spot to give us.
Quick handoff to Alex, and looks to me like he picked up about a yard, and he needed about an inch. So that's good. That's a first down. Ball on the 18-yard line. 40 seconds left to go in the third quarter. I tell you, once again, I'm going to say he has done a nice job filling in for Dylan Sanders. They're going to put the ball at the 17-yard line. The clock's running. Chargers bring it up to the line of scrimmage. Ball's out is behind Quinn Storm. We have four guys in a pass pattern, looks like, right now. Quinn Storm takes the handoff, and he just takes a quarterback sneak off the left end. And he's going to pick up. I'm going to give him about 5 yards on that. So that was a nice gain on first down by Quinn. That was a quarterback sneak all the way.
That was a good play. And honestly, if our receiver there would have been able to stay on his tackle just a split second longer, Quentin had a lot more room to run.
He had a first down for sure.
Yeah.
We're going to end the third quarter now and switch sides of the field, which means the Chargers will be heading into the south end zone here in just a minute or two, I'm sure. Makes it a 2nd and 5. They're going to be on the 12-yard line heading into the south end zone.
You know, I don't think any of us can complain about what the Charger offense has done today. They're going off a very tough defense in Carlisle, and they really have done a good job of moving the ball and mixing it up just enough. Obviously, the running game is not rattling off a lot of yards, but
they're keeping them off balance with the running game enough to throw the ball up and get some big play.
You bet. Well, Windstream, KIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KAIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, for directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KAIC did. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134, and you will get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will actually come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134.
All right, we're starting the third quarter here. We're starting to hear some cheers for the Chargers again, so that's great. We're on the 12-yard line heading into the south end zone. Quinn takes it off the left side again. Looks like he's going to have some yardage again.
He might be close to the first down now down there. It's hard to see from this angle, but
they're going to spot it maybe a yard and a half short, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm going to bring up a 3rd and short.
Going to bring up a 3rd and close to 2. Very manageable. We've been handling that fairly well tonight. Charlie Palmer is bringing the play in. They're going to call it a long one, short two. Ball is on the 8-yard line of Carlisle, heading into the south end zone. Chargers driving and driving very well on this play. We split two receivers out to the Sheridan side of the field here and one out to the short Carlisle side of the field. Bring Derek Lang in motion across the field toward the short side. Quinn Storm is back to pass. He's throwing it up for grabs and just over TJ's head. Just over. TJ was double covered again on that one. He had a short man and a long guy. And it just went over TJ's head out of bounds through the end zone. So it's 11 minutes and 48 seconds left to go in the fourth. 11 minutes and 8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Chargers are down to Carlisle, 35-14. We have a third and one to go. We can still get a first down here. I think we were trying to catch them napping on that one, maybe get a touchdown.
We're actually fourth and one, so this is a huge play here.
Oh, this is a fourth down. Yeah, it is. Fourth and one. We need the touchdown or first down in a big way. Throw it across the middle, and it's tipped and intercepted. Tried to throw it across the middle for the touchdown, and it was tipped and tipped up in the air, and it was intercepted. Carlisle brings it back out to, and it looks like about the 16-yard line. So Carlisle will take over on the south side of the field heading to the north with 10 minutes and 58 seconds to go, up 35-14. The Chargers really could have used that first down or that touchdown there, Tim.
Yeah, that was a big play by Carlisle, and a little disappointing for the Chargers. Going to have to see some defense right here.
Absolutely. Carlisle takes over the ball. Once again under center. They hand it off to that first up guy again, and he gains about 8 yards, 9 yards on that play. Seems a pretty common theme tonight, right up the middle. 10 minutes, 46 seconds to go in the fourth quarter of the game. They are actually good. They're only going to give him about a 5 yard.
Yeah,
he must have gone down. Or
I like the spot there. That's good.
Absolutely. So Kyler is going to have a second and four from their own 22-yard line. We need a stop here, Tim. Carlisle hands it to the up guy again.
They got him stuck in the middle.
He didn't get much of a gain on that one.
That's probably one of the better defensive stands I've seen on that run play.
So now we're going to come up with about a third and three from the Carlisle. It looks like it's about the 24-yard line. Sheraton needs to stop them here and make them pump the ball. 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Sheraton needs to come back and get a couple touchdowns here and tighten this game up. We are clear under 10 minutes now. So it's a third and three. This is a big, big play for the Chargers. Hand it off to the up guy again. First man through the line. He's going to pick up about 5 or 6 yards on that play. Right off the left guard again, left guard tackle. And that's going to be a first down for Carlisle. Heading toward the north end zone.
Yeah, I tell you, that offensive line is just kind of forcing their will on our defensive line right now. And
we're doing a little getting pushed around.
I imagine they're getting a little tired out there about this kind of
thing. I'd say you're right. So 9 minutes and 35 seconds to go. Carlisle's got the ball. They hand it off to the first man through the line again, and he's going to pick up, I'm going to say, 3 or 4 yards on that play. That's going to make it about a second and seven to go. That's going to make him about 65 yards short of the goal line. Carlisle's up 35-14 over the Sheraton Chargers. Sheraton has moved the ball well, and they've played some good defense at times. They're just not coming up with the big plays when they need them. Hand off to the first man up the middle again, and he breaks 2, 3, 4 tackles. And he's across the first down line. That's going to be another gain of about 8, 9 yards on that play. So that's going to be another first down for Carlisle.
Yeah, they had him by the jersey there, and that's a guy he's not going to come down with the jersey tackle.
He just keeps running and just keeps gaining yards. So that's going to put the ball at the Carlisle 44-yard line with 8 minutes and 48 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Carlisle up 35-14 and driving on the Chargers. They've been doing most of their damage right up the middle.
Yeah, really, it's been primarily right off tackle or off guard.
That's a touchdown. That was, again, just right off tackle, right up the middle. That was number one on that. That was Terrell Erb on that one again. That was, again, right off guard tackle, right up the middle, and about a 60-yard play for a touchdown.
Yeah, and, you know, our entire defense kind of got sucked in there. Once he got past that first wave, there really wasn't much back there to stop him. I think we lost safety help, and again, an impressive running attack by this Carlisle team.
And they just keep, you're right, those running backs just keep running. They don't stop. You grab them, and they're going to keep running. You have to bring them down. 8 minutes and 24 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Sheraton is now down 41-14.
Yeah, we've got to give them credit for those two scores.
40 touchdowns. I mean, they were good drives. So that is a miss on the extra point. So that's going to stay at 41-14.
There we go. That's the momentum changer we needed. I like it.
It doesn't hurt.
You know, again, the Chargers have moved the ball, and obviously a little disappointing they weren't able to get in the end zone on that last series, and you see what that interception turned into. A quick score for Carlisle.
Absolutely. They've scored pretty quickly on most of their, they've been 4, 5, 6 play scores all night. Bingham Construction, trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction, call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done.
Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery Store and Homemade Candy. The candy is fresh made in the store, and they will ship anywhere. Piper's, for your fresh deli sandwiches made to order, fresh donuts daily, and an old-fashioned grocer, they are proud to support the Sheraton Chargers.
All right, here we are. Ball is being teed up at the 40-yard line on the south end of the field. Carlisle is getting ready to kick off to the Chargers. Chargers are down 41-14. I don't know if they're going to do their fake kickoff this time. It doesn't look like it. So they're just going to get up there and kick it off. They're kicking it. It's going to be kind of a short kick. It's going to be picked up by, I can't tell who's got that ball. Is that Garpazoff, maybe? Or Balderoff, I mean. I'm sorry.
I couldn't catch his number either, Jim.
I think maybe that was Balderoff. They returned that punt, that kickoff, and got it back out to about the 25-yard line, it looks like.
You know, working the booth up here with you for the first time, I got to tell you, I don't know how you haven't pulled the right strings yet to have a spotter up here with some binoculars. I mean, Dave Lang sitting right there is not doing anything but watching the game. I don't get it.
Do you really think we want David Lang doing anything on the radio? 25-yard line. Sheraton has the ball heading toward the south end zone. Quinn Storm's got the ball. He hands it off. Balderoff. We've got a fumble, and the fumble is caught in the air and returned for a touchdown.
Yeah, that's exactly what you didn't want to see.
Terrible, terrible, terrible luck.
You know,
Balderoff was coming around the right end. He got caught by the back of his jersey, and the guy just punched the ball out behind him. The defensive looks like he might even have been a linebacker, caught the ball and ran it in.
Yeah, that's too bad for Balderoff too. An opportunity to start here, but he looked like he was going to make some positive yards there, and yeah, somebody came in from behind and just punched
it right from behind him. So the Chargers are down 47-14 with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The extra point is up, and this time it's right through. So that's going to make it 48-14 with a little over 8 minutes to go in the game.
Well, I tell you what, we came out and just did a great job on that first drive coming into the second half, and really it's been all Carlisle since then. And it just doesn't seem like our defense has been able to find an answer to stop that running game.
You know, they're having trouble with that running game. That's nothing fancy. It's just a quick hitter, right off tackle, right off guard, and they're just running it up the middle and just running hard. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell a property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. So we have 8 minutes and 10 seconds. Sheraton down 48-14. 8 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the game. Carlisle kicking off to Sheraton. We have Derek Lang and... Oh, it's a short kick. It's going straight sideways. Ball is up at the 35-yard line, covered by Balderoff. That ball went past about 15 yards, Tim, and just started going straight sideways. That was almost hard to pick up.
Yeah, it was, and it ends up at the 35-yard line of Sheraton, which, if it would have rolled out of bounds, would have been in the same spot. But it looked like it was designed that way. I'm not real sure why they didn't feel like they wanted to kick it deep.
I don't know either, but I'm happy they didn't. 35-yard line is about our best starting position. So we've got the ball on our own 35-yard line. Quinn Storm has the ball. He hands it off to Derek Lang on that inside handoff with the flanker. And Derek Lang is stopped for, I'm going to say, about a 3-yard loss on that play, maybe 4-yard loss on that play. There was just nowhere to go.
Yeah, I think they just read that play right off the bat. That counter move, as Derek was coming across the line, there was already a guy standing there just waiting on him. In fact, he almost took the handoff instead of Derek.
Yeah, there was. 7 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Sheridan down 48-14 to Carlisle. Ball on Sheridan's 32-yard line. Second and 13 to go. Quinn Storm's back to throw. He's trying to get it to TJ, throwing it towards the sidelines. TJ lays out for it and can't quite pull it in.
Yeah, almost amazing catch there. He about got his hands on it, and it was just a little bit out of his reach.
Yep, it was low and away. Well, only he could catch it again, but it was a little too low and away, so he couldn't quite pull it in. That's going to make a third and 13. Ball on Sheridan's 32-yard line with just over 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Chargers down by 34 points in this one. It looked like it was going to be a heck of a close game at halftime, but most of the second half has been Carlisle. Quinn Storm has got Derek Lang running in motion across the line of scrimmage. Quinn's got the ball. He pump fakes, and he's got a guy right on top of him. He throws it deep, and it's caught. It's tipped and caught. Derek Lang catches it on the tip down the Carlisle sideline. Picks up about 35 yards on that play.
Really, just an amazing play. I'm not sure if he was going for TJ there or Derek. They're both right there in the neighborhood, but TJ kind of had the ball tip off his hands. Derek was right there to pick up the pass on the run. And, hey, I think we need a little good fortune, right?
Absolutely. 25-yard line of Carlisle. This would be a big score if Sheridan could put this in the end zone. First and 10 from Carlisle's 25. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Sheridan down 48-14. Quinn Storm has the ball. He hands it off the right side. Baldorov has the ball, and he almost gets away. Ends up picking up about a yard on the play, but one more tackle and he would have been going down the sidelines free. So we're under 7 minutes to go. It's going to be a second and, I'm going to say, nine for sure, or a long eight. Sheridan's got the ball back up at the line of scrimmage. 24-yard line. Quinn Storm lining everybody up. We've got Derek Lang in motion across the line of scrimmage. Quinn Storm looking down the right side. Ball is tipped again. That time TJ was on a slant pattern. The ball was tipped by the linebacker and went over everyone's head.
Yeah, that was a close call there. That was awfully close to an interception. And, you know, I think right off the bat there, I don't know if Quentin ever took his eyes off of TJ. I know he's been so hurried, he may not have the luxury to sit back there. And
he's got
to
get rid of that ball a lot of the time. So we've got 6.5 minutes to go. Sheridan down 48-14 to Carlisle. Driving. Ball is on the Carlisle 25-yard line going into the south end zone. Derek Lang's running back like he takes a fake handoff. He throws it over the middle and almost intercepted again. We have two guys standing right in front of each other. I would say that was a broken play there.
Yeah, it looks like it was, and we're real fortunate, though, that ball wasn't picked off. And, again, I think our receivers there had to turn around and end up playing defense there on that particular play.
Yeah, I don't think that's probably how that was designed, with two receivers standing there close enough that they could high-five each other. 6 minutes and 18 seconds to go. Ball on the Carlisle 25-yard line, fourth and 10. Chargers are down by 34 points. Here we go. Quinn Storm got the ball. He's back to pass. He's going deep. He's got Derek Lang open in the corner of the end zone, and it's incomplete. Kind of thrown out the back corner of the end zone. Derek was well covered on that play. So that means Carlisle is going to take over at their own 25-yard line on the south end of the end zone here. They're going to head toward the north with a little over 6 minutes to go. Up 48-14 over the Chargers.
Yeah, again, you know, the Chargers chewed up some yardage there and just wasn't able to close the deal.
Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home health care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Carlisle is taking their time this time, getting out on the field. They seem to be making a few changes on their team. I guess when you're up 34 points with 6 minutes to go, they're going to make a few changes. Looks like they've got a new quarterback in there. That's number 8. That's Josh Hagedorn. He is also a senior. Not sure. I kind of missed that play. They kind of misdirected me on that play, Tim. I didn't see what happened. Looks like they hand it off to the back again. And he picked up. I'm going to give him 5 yards on that play.
I think that was number 47, which is the the kid that scored that defensive touchdown, Chase Shanahan.
He's a junior. So Carlisle letting the clock run here. We're down to 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. They have a second and 5 from their own 28. Ball is handed off again to the man right up the middle. He's going to pick up another, I'm going to say, a couple yards on that play. That's going to bring up a third and 3 for Carlisle. The clock is still running. About 5 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Ball is on their 30-yard line. They're heading north here. Guys in red are not having a good night right now, Tim. Carlisle has the ball. 5 minutes exactly they snapped the ball, and... Oh.
Well, they had him shot before the sticks, but...
We've seen a whole lot.
An effort may have...
Seen a lot of that tonight.
Yeah, really have.
Looks like they've got him stopped, and then they're gaining 4, 5, 6, 7 yards. So that's going to be a first down for Carlisle.
Yeah, second effort got him just enough yards to push the sticks again.
Well, the clock's rolling under 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Ball is going to be on the Carlisle 35-yard line. So Derek Lane's going to come to the short side of the field to cover a split wide out here. They hand it off right up the middle again, and that's another big gainer. Carlisle is going to pick up another 16 yards on that play. Just they hand it up off the middle.
Yeah, Hawkinson saved another touchdown there and was able to just put enough pads on him to get him out of bounds.
So the ball is going to be at the Charger 38-yard line. They pushed him out at the 43-yard line. So first and 10. Ball on the Charger 43-yard line. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. And the Carlisle Wildcats are driving. They once again hand it off to first guy at the middle, and he's going to gain about 25 yards.
Yeah, I think at this point our defensive line is just flat worn out.
It must be our defensive line and our linebacker.
Yeah,
and he's just bouncing off everybody and just continuing to run.
Their line really has just kind of punished us today. Just a big physical line on Carlisle's end. And, this definitely makes it a big challenge for Sheraton to try and push into the playoffs. I think we all had high hopes after the start they had to the season.
Right.
Still could get in. They're certainly not mathematically eliminated, but they're probably going to need some help for some other teams.
It's definitely an uphill battle now. They do not have their fate in their own hands, that's for sure. Well, there was a good defensive stop for the Chargers. They tried that little handoff up the middle again, and they stopped them for about a 2-yard loss on this one. So we're going to 4 minutes to go, second and 12. Ball is now on the Chargers' 17-yard line, trailing by 34 points, 48-14. Carlisle on top of the Chargers. It looks like maybe the Wildcats are going to make it 6 in a row. They've got 5 in a row on the Chargers right now. So the Chargers, the Carlisle Wildcats bring them up to the line of scrimmage. They're taking their time. They're not running as many plays as they could be. So hand it off to 26. That was another nice defensive play.
Yeah, nice little tackle for loss there.
That was number 64. That was Chris Wright on that play.
Good job by Chris, and puts him in a very difficult third down situation, a third and 19.
We're coming up on 3 minutes left to go in the game. Ball is on the Charger 21-yard line, it looks like, 22-yard line. They bring the ball up the line of scrimmage. Hand it up to that up man again, and he's going to gain a few yards again. That's minimal.
Yeah, he might have got back to the original line of scrimmage. Looks like he's right at the original line of scrimmage, bring up the 4th and 10.
Which makes that a 9-yard gain, so that's still too much, but at least we had the room to give that time.
You bet.
2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the game. Ball is now on the 15-yard line of the Chargers. Yeah, the ball is actually a 4th and 10. It is right on the sticks again. We're going to take it down to just about 2 minutes to go before we snap this ball. Carlisle taking it, handing it off right up the middle again. The whole gang of tacklers there. He's going to gain Looks like maybe a yard.
Not enough.
Not enough for a first down. That's going to bring up the Charger first down again. So the Chargers will have the ball heading back to the south side of the field. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go. Down 48-14. A score here might end up being a big deal, Tim.
Well, it'd be huge. I mean, again, the point differential. And this would be nice to see them, you know, at least end this game on a positive note. And they can do it. They've been moving the ball pretty well the last few times they have it. They just need to get in the end zone.
They have moved the ball well all night. Sheridan's got the ball, handed off right up the middle to...
That's great.
Very nice run.
10 or 11 yards.
Very nice run. Caught myself watching the game there and not telling everybody what's happening. That was Alec again, right up the middle. That was a nice runoff for Alec. The ball's going to come out to about the Sheridan 24-yard line. We're under 2 minutes to go in the game. Looks to me like Aaron Kane is going to play quarterback from here on in. So Aaron's coming in to run a few snaps here, it looks like. Oh, did I get picked out there?
No, run right up the middle.
Run straight up the middle. That's going to be about a 2 or 3 yard gain on that. Minute 26 seconds to go. Ball's going to be on the 27-yard line.
I'm guessing Quentin Storm's probably not complaining too much.
He's been on the rattle break of the night.
He really has. He's taken a lot of hits and a lot of contested throws. I don't think he's played badly at all. I think he had a pretty good game, but he was running for his life pretty much on every down.
Yeah, he is. Hey, Derek Lane's got the ball on an end around with the flanker. He's going to gain another 4 or 5 yards on that play. Nice run by Derek. Clock goes under a minute to go. Sheridan down 48-14 to Carlisle. Ball's going to be at about the 28-yard line. It's going to make it about 3rd and 1 on this third down play. We're going to have about one more play left in this game. It looks like maybe 2 at the most.
Well, we know Sheridan's got Pella next week. Who does Carlisle play, do you know?
Carlisle plays Oskaloosa next week.
Plays Oskaloosa, okay.
So I think we are going to need Oskaloosa to beat Carlisle and beat them pretty badly. I don't think we picked up our 3rd and 1 there, Tim. Going to be close. They gang-tackled him and pushed him way back. I don't think we're going to run another play. I think we're just going to let the clock run out. And the final score is going to be Carlisle 48 and the Sheridan Chargers 14, and that is the end of the game.
That's ball game.
That's the ball game. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out like we thought it was 1-2 or wanted it to. Do we have any sponsors we need to say thank you to, Tim? I think we have a couple left there.
Red Hall Realty. Check out all the listings at redhallrealty.com. Proud supporters of Sheridan Charger football. They have a few listings here. We want to go over listing 1525. Is a fish farm on 120 acres, turnkey operation located in Wayne County. Call Red Hall Realty for more information at 641-774-4242. And they have another listing here. It's listing 1536. It's 150 acres, more or less, located in Story County, Iowa. The land is located 7.5 miles northeast of Ames. For more information, contact Red Hall Realty at 641-774-4242. And then finally, we'd like to mention Sheridan Ford Mercury. Charger football has a line with the power of a Ford F-150 and running backs with the speed of and maneuverability of a Ford Mustang. See the new F-150 and Mustangs at Sheridan Ford Mercury at 124 South Main in Sheraton.
Sheridan Napa. At your Sheridan Napa right now, oil filters are 60% off. Get all your machinery and trucks ready for the upcoming season with big savings at Sheridan Napa with the Napa know-how.
And Kent Farm Management. Kent Farm Management leads the way to great real estate investments. Kent Farm Management is proud to invest in the community and proud to be a supporter of Sheridan Chargers on KIIC.
Well, this is Jim Burbridge and
Tim Vasteen
signing off from Reynolds Field here in Sheridan, Iowa. Rough night for the Chargers, but they never gave up. Thanks for watching tonight or listening tonight.